6. Sales guiding and after-sales service. Sales guiding. 2. Selling vases. A customer walks into a department store. The sales guide greets him. Listen to the tape or CD and fill in the blanks.
How may I help you, sir?
I'd like to buy a small vase.
I'm sorry, but they are all sold out. But we have some big ones. How do you like this one? It has a light blue background with Chinese paintings of flowers. May I know who it is for?
I'm looking for a gift to give to my girlfriend's father. He's Chinese.
This one is so attractive. I'm sure he will like it, sir. We Chinese prefer a pair of vases to one vase, as the number 2 is believed to bring good luck.
Really? I'll take a pair then. Can you pack and deliver them for me?
Certainly, sir.
Okay. How much should I pay you?
740 yuan in total. I'll show you to the cashier.
Thank you.
How may I help you, sir?
I'd like to buy a small vase.
I'm sorry, but they are all sold out. But we have some big ones. How do you like this one? It has a light blue background with Chinese paintings of flowers. May I know who it is for?
I'm looking for a gift to give to my girlfriend's father. He's Chinese.
This one is so attractive. I'm sure he will like it, sir. We Chinese prefer a pair of vases to one vase, as the number 2 is believed to bring good luck.
Really? I'll take a pair then. Can you pack and deliver them for me?
Certainly, sir.
Okay. How much should I pay you?
740 yuan in total. I'll show you to the cashier.
Thank you.
3. Selling coats. A customer enters the clothing section of a supermarket. The sales guide helps her choose a coat. Listen to the tape or CD and put the following statements in the correct order.
How may I help you, ma'am?
I'd like to buy a coat.
How do you like this, ma'am? It's neither too heavy nor too light.
I'd rather have something darker and a bit heavier.
What about this, then? It's of good quality and very soft.
I like this style, but not the color, and it's a bit too large.
What about this one? We have this style in several sizes and colors.
Let me see. The red one in my size, please.
Yes, ma'am. This is your size. It's a lovely dress and very smart. It's in fashion now. Would you like to try it on?
All right. It fits me just right. I'll take it.
How may I help you, ma'am?
I'd like to buy a coat.
How do you like this, ma'am? It's neither too heavy nor too light.
I'd rather have something darker and a bit heavier.
What about this, then? It's of good quality and very soft.
I like this style, but not the color, and it's a bit too large.
What about this one? We have this style in several sizes and colors.
Let me see. The red one in my size, please.
Yes, ma'am. This is your size. It's a lovely dress and very smart. It's in fashion now. Would you like to try it on?
All right. It fits me just right. I'll take it.
5. Shopping boyfriends. Read the passage and do the exercises.
Shopping can make or break a relationship. And a relationship can make or break shopping trips. These are what retailers are paying attention to. Glasgow's Brayhead Mall recently offers women a shopping boyfriend. The guy takes girl around, helps her pick her clothes, stands outside the fitting rooms, does all the things men don't like about shopping. In the words of organizer Pauline Shaw, so a shopping boyfriend refers to a man hired to accompany a woman on a shopping trip. Women can hire substitute boyfriends to take them to shop while their real other halves relax in a men-only zone under a new plan being implemented today. The new plan gives men a chance to enjoy themselves in a special relaxing zone while their girlfriend shops in the company of a shopping boyfriend. Quite a lot of women took advantage of the new attraction that someone actually enjoyed shopping with them. The shopping boyfriends promised to be full of interest, attentive, admiring, and polite, according to organizers of the promotion. Carol Ann, brand manager, said, "Our research shows just how tiring an experience, not to say a problem with relationships, shopping with a girlfriend can be for men."
Seven. Read me. Pronunciation. Listen and repeat. Pay attention to the underlying parts. Do you hear to or te?
1. Let me help you to some fish.
2. I went to Mexico.
3. Let's clean up and go to entertain ourselves.
4. I work from Monday to Friday.
After sales service. 2. A follow-up telephone call. A customer care clerk is making a follow-up call. Listen to the tape or CD and fill in the blanks. Thank you for completing our questionnaire. You made a few interesting comments that I'd like to ask you about, if that's all right.
Sure. Go ahead.
You said that the customer service you received was poor. What went wrong?
Well, the guy who served me was rude. Besides, he didn't even know where to find things in the store. Things like that.
I see. But you were happy with what you bought?
Not at all. They are not nice, and they are not reasonably priced.
Well, sir, we've got it. We'll look into it soon.
Oh, it's nice to be listened to for a change, I must say. Thanks.
Thank you for helping us with the survey. Thank you for completing our questionnaire. You made a few interesting comments that I'd like to ask you about, if that's all right.
Sure. Go ahead.
You said that the customer service you received was poor. What went wrong?
Well, the guy who served me was rude. Besides, he didn't even know where to find things in the store. Things like that.
I see. But you were happy with what you bought?
Not at all. They are not nice, and they are not reasonably priced.
Well, sir, we've got it. We'll look into it soon.
Oh, it's nice to be listened to for a change, I must say. Thanks.
Thank you for helping us with the survey.
3. Dealing with customer complaints. A customer is calling a company's after-sales service office. A clerk answers the call. Listen to the tape or CD and take notes to complete the following form.
Good morning. I bought a computer from your company last month. Unfortunately, I'm having a lot of problems.
What seems to be the problem?
I'm having problems with my internet connection, as well as repeated crashes.
Have you read the instructions that came with the computer?
Well, yes, but they were no help.
What happened exactly?
Well, the internet connection doesn't work.
Could you bring in your computer? I promise you we'll check it and get it back to you immediately.
Okay, that will work for me.
We'll do our best to get your computer working as soon as possible.
'Good morning. I bought a computer from your company last month. Unfortunately, I'm having a lot of problems.
What seems to be the problem?
I'm having problems with my internet connection, as well as repeated crashes.
Have you read the instructions that came with the computer?
Well, yes, but they were no help.
What happened exactly?
Well, the internet connection doesn't work.
Could you bring in your computer? I promise you we'll check it and get it back to you immediately.
Okay, that will work for me.
We'll do our best to get your computer working as soon as possible.
5. We will take care of it. Read the passage and do the exercises.
A man received a bill for his unused credit card, saying that he owed $0. He ignored it and threw it away. The next month he received another and threw that one away too. The following month, the credit card company sent him a note. It said they were going to cancel his card if he didn't send them $0 by return of post. He called them. They said it was a computer error and told him they'd take care of it. The following month, he thought it was about time that he tried out the credit card. He figured that if there were purchases on his account, it would put an end to this ridiculous thing. However, when he used his credit card, he found it had been cancelled. He called the company, who apologized for the computer error once again and said that they would take care of it. The next month, he got a bill for $0. It said that he had 10 days to pay his account or the company would have to take steps to recover the debt. Finally, he mailed them a check for $0. The computer returned a statement saying that he now owed the credit card company nothing at all. A week later, the man's bank called him. He was told that the $0 check had caused their check software to fail. The man said, "It's not my fault. I just did what you guys asked me to do." The man, who had been considering buying his wife a computer for her birthday, bought her a typewriter instead.
Vocabulary. New words.
Persuade.
Motivator.
Vase.
Dishwasher.
Background.
Pack.
Deliver.
Quality.
Smart.
Fashion.
Antique.
Reproduction.
Jade.
Genuine.
Relationship.
Retailer.
Fitting.
Accompany.
Substitute.
Zone.
Implement.
Actually.
Interest.
Attentive.
Admiring.
Personality.
Comment.
Ahead.
Rude.
Reasonably.
Complaint.
Connection.
Crash.
Instruction.
Immediately.
Refund.
Bill.
Unused.
Ignore.
Cancel.
Error.
Figure.
Account.
Ridiculous.
Apologize.
Typewriter.
Enclose.
Invoice.
Warranty.
Power.
Proper nouns.
Glasgow Brayhead Mall.
Pauline Shaw.
Carol Ann.